Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All right, I'm off to a horrible start. What am I doing? Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Shout out to Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Good folks over there. They're along 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan, under new ownership. Go say hi to Mark, the brand new owner over there. Check them out online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You know you're onto something good when you get a message from somebody saying, hey, where the hell is, who are these free beers? Because, you know, we recorded that on a Big Fraud Wednesday live, and then it was not posted the next day. Now, I've never said post it immediately the next day. I like to do that, but it just so happened yesterday was another massively busy day, and it did not get done. And then someone reached out and said, hey, you teased this. When do we get this show? We've got to hear this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, of course. So I had to, I then explained to this person, I was like, yeah, no problem at all. I'm going to get it done on Friday morning, which it is up now. And then I still have to post the audio from the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, kind of going in 10 directions, but it'll all get done. It always does. But that to me is a good thing. If people are like, yeah, where's the show? We kind of want to get after this. Hang on. I got to turn this heater off here because it's 150 degrees and I cannot find the remote control. First of all, I want to get into this. I had been seeing on my social media feeds some really attractive woman who is upset talking about the way she was treated by a guy named Zach Bryan. And I go, Zach Bryan, do I know who Zach Bryan? And I'm like, is that the guy who's the country singer that, hello, I sing like this? Hello, I am Zach Bryan. All my songs, they sound the same. And I'm like, no. That's Luke Bryan. Hey, I am Luke Bryan. I sound like a fucking Muppet. I go, so there's a Zach Bryan and a Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan has nothing to do with this. Zach Bryan is a different guy. Zach Bryan, I guess, also in a performer, alt country. I've never heard of him. And so I saw a clip, and lady is talking on a podcast with Big Mouth guy, Dave Portnoy. From Barstool Sports. And she's talking about she was offered $12 million when she broke up with this guy to not talk about the relationship. Like something had happened in the relationship and he said, I'm going to give you $12 million in this breakup if you don't talk about me ever. And I guess she turned it down. And now she's talking about it. And I guess she was treated poorly. That's what she has said. Becky says, I fucking love your Luke Bryan impression. Thank you for making me laugh. Oh, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. And the thing about Luke Bryan, not only does he sing that way, but he talks like that too.
So, okay.
I'm like, how is this guy successful? He sounds like somebody from Sesame Street. Is it Bert or Ernie?
Hey, Bert.
It sounds like a goddamn Muppet character. So anyway, I saw it, I watched it, and I go, okay, chick, who I don't know. Kermit the Frog, Stevie says, absolutely.
Oh, hi there, he's Kermit the Frog. Oh, hi there, it is Luke Bryan. Hey, I am Kermit. I am singing like Luke Bryan. Oh, hey, Kermit the Bryan.
Then today, I get a text message from Hurricane Ashley. And it's a clip from this chick. She writes,
"Oh, Carl, you gotta catch up on Zach Bryan and what he did to this girl. Textbook Joe. I watched this episode on YouTube. Oh, fuck you. And it's the same exact playbook. I think you'd find it interesting. Oh, my God, I fucking love you. Suck my dick, fuck."
So I'm like, yeah, I am interested. I'm going to get into this clip right here. Wait a minute. Do I have it? God damn it. I could have swore I sent it to myself. Yeah, this is it. This is brief.
This episode of me not taking the...
Sorry. You're like, wait, what the fuck are you doing, EZ? Oh, no, this happens all the time. This is her talking with Portnoy. It's just a minute and a half clip. They're like teasing the upcoming episode.
This episode and me not taking the money, like, it's not just for me. It's for anyone else that's been emotionally abused. It's for people right now that are being emotionally abused. It's for people that don't have a support system that I was luckily enough to have going through this. And like the last year of my life has been the hardest year of my life, like, dealing.
I like how these guys are nodding along and all they're thinking about is how they want to date her.
The abuse from this dude, like, I'm still scared right now because I'm like scared of him still. My brain's rewired. Like, I'm scared to make him mad. And last week I didn't want to talk about it because I was scared. So I was like, yeah, we can just talk about the stuff that's public. And I still said, fuck your money. But you made the women before me believe that they had no other choice than to take money from you, sign their experiences away, sign what they went through away. You get to go skip off and sing your little fucking songs on stage like you're a good dude. I don't want in 2 years to buy a fucking house and think, oh, this is the money from the dude that literally fucking destroyed me and broke me for a year. Fuck that. Fuck you. I don't want your money. And this isn't like a drama thing for me. This isn't me not signing the NDA or not taking the money because I want to get on here and expose who he is and his secrets and all that shit. I didn't take the money.
Well, that's okay if you do.
Because I'm not signing away my experiences and what I went through to protect someone that hurt me. And I'm a lot stronger than a weak man. And I'm not, fuck you, fuck your money.
Atta girl.
You.
Right away in the comments, people are like trying to, yeah, whatever. Whatever, yeah, bullshit. Yeah, I don't know who this chick is. Don't know who that guy is. I 100% believe her. Without a doubt. This happens all the fucking time. By the way, I think she is like a podcaster or something like that. Or she's got a lot going for her to begin with. So then I dug a little deeper. here's the once happy couple. Brianna LaPaglia accuses ex-boyfriend Zach Bryan of abuse and says he makes exes sign NDAs. I'm scared of him. Let's just pause and focus on when are ugly ass guys with fucked up. This guy's face, he looks like he's been like an elephant stepped on his head. That's how fucked up this guy is. With a stone cold stunner. When are men going to learn to start taking care of women? Jesus Christ. You know, you got this ugly motherfucker who's dating this smoke show and he treats her like shit. Meanwhile, we got Kenny, who's 100 times cuter than this piece of shit, who would probably agree to eating her ass out 3 times a day. If she just like hold his hand. It just doesn't add up. You got good men who need good women, but somehow the bad guys who, because they have money, end up taking the women. Ridiculous. David says he has tons of cash and thinks he can do whatever he wants. Exactly. We've talked about this before. Whenever somebody gets a little bit of money, they start to, they get that swagger. They think they can just walk all over people and treat them like shit. Now, think about it. I've never heard a bit of this guy's music. I don't know. By the way, if you got all that money, you think you would get a makeover. All right. A spray tan. Maybe a consultant to teach you not to look like a fucking idiot. People who get money, they turn into animals. Very rarely do you have the person with a ton of cash who knows how to fucking behave. Maureen says, Kenny, that crack made me snort. Because Kenny posted a plate with a dinner plate with a fork and a knife next to it after I talked about that. After I talked about what Kenny would probably do to Brianna LaPaglia. I don't get it. And is she, I guess the question is, what if you're going to be honest and transparent with people? I think a fair question is, this is an ugly man, Brianna. You look fantastic. What attracted you to this piece of shit? Because, I mean, he's in music. Maybe that's it, you know? Sometimes you hear about women that are attracted to ugly dudes because of their talents. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Matt says, isn't he one of those trailer park country stars? No idea. I have never heard of this guy in my life. All I saw was the last name Brian, and I was thinking of Luke Bryan. Excuse me. A little bit more about this. According to People Magazine. A 25-year-old LaPaglia made the allegations on the BFFs podcast that she co-hosts with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards. She did, this went public yesterday, or that the episode aired yesterday at 8 p.m., opening up about her relationship with the 29-year-old Zach Bryan. For the first time since Zach Bryan announced that they broke up on October 22nd. Reps for the two did not immediately respond to the question to the request for comment. Plays has a couple quotes from the show. Speaking about the alleged abuse, she said that it was a constant cycle of like build you up, beat you down, apologize over and over. So that's what Ashley is saying that she had to live through at that low point in her life. There's something to be said about that type of abuse. You know, some people like, well, abuse is when you physically beat someone. No, not at all. There's a lot more to it than that. And I mean, I've not been abused, but I can only imagine what it's like with the feeling of you're trapped. And I think the person who's the victim in abuse, you know, a lot of time people who are not being abused might look at that and say, well, why don't you just leave? What the fuck is wrong with you? And I get that too, because on the surface, it seems so simple to just kick the guy out. But for some reason, it's just not that simple. Because there's a part of you that still wants to make it work, you know, I guess. That's just me speculating. They had met at the Academy of Country Music Awards in May 2023. Oh, my God. Okay, now in this picture, he does look reasonably better. But it still doesn't add up. He looks like a guy who should be dating a woman who inherited a laundromat from, like, his dad. Or her dad, I should say. That's who it looks like he should be dating. And he doesn't really work at the laundromat. He just opens up the coin holders and collects the coins and then pockets like $250 a day. And she looks like she should be like in the royal family. That does not add up. That's such an odd looking couple right there. Just because it's just such a diametrically opposed. Fat-faced hill jack with, I mean, that chick is 10 out of 10. Holy shit. And when are we going to start to hear a story about a father of one of these women, like, hunting down the bad guy and beating the shit out of him? Matt says, if she's BFFs with Portnoy, this guy must be a real asshole for her to leave. Bob says, ain't no calories eating ass. Nom, nom, nom. Dude announced back then, October 22nd. Oh, okay. We've broken up with each other, and I respect and love her with every ounce of my heart. But she's like, bullshit. She has loved me unconditionally for a very long time, and for that, I'll always thank her. I have had an incredibly hard year personally and struggled through some pretty severe things. I thought it would be beneficial for both of us to go our different ways. She also talked about accusing... dude, there was another story I had about her accusing him of abuse because she wore a certain outfit to like the Grammys or something like that, to like some awards show. And there was a picture of her in a pretty dress. And then he texts her and says, yeah, you got to remove those pictures from social media. And I want you to leave the Grammys because I don't like the dress you're wearing. Or go home, put on a different dress, and then you can go to the Grammys. God damn. First of all, if that's where you are, you're a lost cause. If you're in that spot in the relationship where she can't even dress in a pretty dress, put on a pretty dress without you being insanely jealous. All right? First of all, that's a problem. And if you can't make it, if you can't go with her, well, I guess you're just going to have to fucking live with that. trust that the relationship's good enough, but it's not because you're a piece of shit. So fuck this guy. What an asshole. Tyler says, I'll never understand why guys get so bent out of shape about what their significant others wear. Well, here's what I could guess. When you have an insecure dude, all right, and if you are dating a bombshell or your wife is a total bombshell, all right, and she shows up, you have to understand that that's a fantastic thing. And a guy would do the same damn thing to have people look at you like, wow, that's a spectacular looking individual. It just comes with the territory. You better wrap your mind around it. You better accept it. You better understand that it's going to make her feel fantastic, but you're going home with her. It's probably going to make her feel that much more energized to take it off and roll around in the hay with you. So count your blessings, ass fuck. And that goes for a guy, too. You know, I mean, a lot of times I go out in public with Pooh Bear. I'm wearing sweatpants and a hoodie. We'll be walking the dogs. Not uncommon for a pair of underwear to come flying out of the car. Land right on my nose, completely drenched. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I just got to take the good with the bad. And to me, that's a compliment. Can't wait to get you home so you can show me your new moves. Happens every day. Yeah, men have to learn how to act when their women are extremely attractive. It's a trade-off. It's an absolute trade-off. Yes, you're dating an extremely attractive woman. Also understand that anybody complimenting anybody is fantastic. Take it as a huge bonus. Yes, they may be looking at her, but she's on your arm, asshole. The alternative is you're going to date a chick who got a fucking eye mauled out by a dog and was set on fire. Problem solved. Nobody's going to look at her and go, oh, man, she's hot. I don't know. Men drive me crazy sometimes. Why can't all guys be as emotionally sound as your old pal EZ and the members of this audience? I would say that the members of this audience are pretty emotionally stable. I would be so disappointed if my dog's here, if I ever found out that any of you decided to go and treat your women poorly, women or men, because there are lots of gay people in this audience. I will check out more of that story about Ms. LaPaglia and Zach Bryan. Thank you to Hurricane Ashley.
No problem. Fuck yes. I've had to live with that shit. It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, my God. Fuck you. I love you so much. Oh, my God. Fuck off.
Amy is here. She says more Chris's have joined the chat. Matt is here. He says emotionally stable unless it's Twitch ads or Michigan football talk. Kenny says, so she's single now, yes? Yes, she is, Kenny. And she obviously, I mean, because you're more cute than that fucking guy. Kenny's a cutie patootie. He may be a little fluffy right now, but Monday is coming. Monday is fast approaching. Kenny, are you okay? Because it's Friday. You got Saturday, Sunday, Monday to actually go south in the weight fight, in the fat-a-thon. I'm going to need to at least see 0.1 less this week to last week. No excuses. And if you give me the old, well, man, I was tough. I don't know. Just kind of, yeah. Jeremy's in the same boat. So quit being shitty at this and get your head in the game. Linda says Monday is a horrible weigh-in day. Doesn't matter. Jeremy seems to be doing okay. Focus. He says Monday is a holiday. I might wake up late. Whatever. I'm starting to write you off. How does that feel? Veterans Day, Monday. Yeah, man. Yeah, I might wake up late, and that means I'm going to gate it. Well, then send it Friday night. All right. Welcome into this show. So glad you're here. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, it's time to say goodbye. It's been great having you here, but you got to go. The rest of the show is available, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live, all one word, and off you go. Give yourself a username, be part of the chat, have a great time enjoying the Eric Zane Show podcast. The audio of this show is available wherever you download shows. Please subscribe, rate, and review. You can send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Just heard from a nice lady named Lori who sent me a story. I appreciate that, Lori. We'll get to that in a second. And then on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane, where you can enjoy the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Not to mention the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, show number 172. As we review Blood Moon 2, the rest of the film. 7 days free. You do have to put in a payment form, but you can quickly cancel it right then and still get the 7 days. Then at the end of the sample, the trial, you can re-sign up if you like, hey, I love this. I got to get more. And just enable your card there. And then it'll charge you either $5 or $10 a month based on what you want to subscribe to. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, video, and live streams. And you can sign up for a full year. And when you sign up for a full year, I will take 10% off. So what was $60 for all the audio for a year is $54. What was $120 for audio, video, live streams is $108. Thank you, in fact, to Ryan for recently signing up for a full year. I appreciate that. Matt writes, the audio is available wherever you download shows and whenever easy feels like posting it. Okay. All right. Get that out of your system. The audio for Who Are These Free Beers is available right now. It is up. When I get done with this show today, I will post the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast audio as well. There is a new edition of the Lost Zane recordings up today from my time at 107.3 WBBL, Ben Glaze, EZ, doing radio. All right, that's it. Thank you so much, Facebook and YouTube. Get the rest of the show on Twitch. I want to get into a little bit of, God damn it, this is fantastic. I hope it's still there. Yes, it is. That's awesome news. I get a lot of research done by looking at the Free Beer and Hot Wings subreddit, and being that a lot of what we talk about on all of what we talk about on Who Are These Free Beers is about that show. This kind of goes hand in hand because this is a place where audience members go to talk about how much they enjoy the show. At least it was. But for quite some time now, the only thing worth talking about on there is when people bitch about the show or they attack me and say terrible things about me. Those are the only subjects that get any type of response. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com. I am not allowed to post there. There was one time about 4 years ago when I made a fake account to post, but that got exposed. So I'm done. I just don't waste the time posting to it. However, Ben Glaze does, and he's still allowed to post. But I digress. There was a bit the other day on their show, which we are going to review next week on Who Are These Free Beers. And I remember hearing Freebeer tease it, but I didn't actually listen to it yet. And he said, all right, coming up of Who Can Read It Sexier. And he says, this is a brand new bit I came up with where you're going to read directions on how to build a bed and try to sound sexy. And honestly, when I heard it, I went, well, that could be funny. I don't, maybe it's okay. I don't know yet. So I didn't listen to it though. I shut it off, and then that was the end of it. And then Ben starts texting me. He goes, oh man, did you hear this? No, I did not. Oh my God, it's a huge pile of shit. It's awful. Oh, okay. Well, and I still haven't listened to it. And, then he follows up with that. He goes, someone is posting about it on their subreddit. I'm like, well, now I'm invested. Now I gotta hear what people are saying about this. Cole writes, I also have a lifetime ban from there. Worst bit ever. Many of us think the show has lost its way. Now, these are your fans writing this. There's like 10,000 people that pay attention to this subreddit. And even some who still love the show agree that it's not what it once was. Pause right there. It doesn't have to be. It's never been easier to create content these days. Never. If some asshole in a dormer above his garage can sit here and get shit done, surely six people with state-of-the-art equipment and everything at their disposal can do an interesting show. This person adds, they really have scraped the bottom of the barrel of creativity with Who Can Read It Sexier. They were going around the room with each show member reading the assembly instructions for a bed in a sexy voice. 2 minutes in, it became apparent that this unfunny bit was going nowhere, so I assumed that they would drop it at some point. But no, they did not. They pressed on for the entire first segment. I can't think of anything they've done that was a bigger waste of a whole show segment. Can you? This person writes, it was weird. I didn't like it at all. This person says, the show in the early days, Joe and Zane, the best time for Freebird and Hot Wings, period. They now have turned into Bob and Tom show that they always made fun of. I've been listening to the old episodes from the archive that was posted a while back, and trust me, they had some real pathetic bits back then, too. The episode I'm listening to right now from 2010, as I'm going through some BuzzFeed-style list of the top 20 most addictive sounds, with callers trying to guess each sound, and it's stuff like the wedding march or the theme song to the Tonight Show or the Home Depot jingle. Yeah, that does sound like shit. So there's a lot of people beating them up about this. One of them, I think, is our pal Jeremy, who's in here with us right now, but I can't tell which one. I don't want to say which one he is. Then there's a comment from Ben Glaze. I can't even find it. He posted something to the effect of, I've already pulled clips from that segment for next week's Who Are These Free Beers with Eric? Which is fantastic. This person adds, yeah, maybe somebody has already asked you this, Ben Glaze, but did you have any sort of, shit, maybe I should change my name moment when that story about the American Idol contestant Benjamin Glaze turned out to be a super creep? So I'm glad that Ben is still allowed to post on there. That will be featured prominently next week on the show. But you know what, though? I mean, being that I haven't heard it yet, I am only taking their word for it that it sounds like shit. I trust Ben a hell of a lot more than, you know, strangers online. But I'm pretty confident that this is going to be a garbage segment. Matt says, I have considered going to their live show just to harass them. If you go, all right, what you do is this. They always meet and greet the audience after. You put your phone on record and hit record and say, hey, Freebeer, can we get a picture? And you bring him in and he thinks he's getting a picture. And then you say to him, tell me your thoughts on Who Are These Free Beers? And then he's stuck. You know, you're going to get his reaction. It's going to be fantastic. You send that to me, and then I post it, and we have so much fun. Or any one of them. You can say to Kelly, tell me how you feel about Crispy R's. Jeremy says, I'll never remember that Fridays start at 9. Yeah, I should probably change the time on Twitch to indicate, hey, it start at 9 a.m. on Fridays. Matt says, I went last year. It was terrible. I was never so happy to be drunk at 7 a.m. So, Matt... Matt is part of the one-at-a-time audience members, all right, who at one point still was paying attention to the content and living out that whole circumstance of, well, you know, it's got to be a good show. I've loved it for this long. It can't pop. And then eventually finally just gives up on the brainwashing and is now here with us. That has happened many times. Not like 5 dozen times, but sometimes. Jeremy, Matt, Patrick, Chris in Buffalo. One at a time. We are slowly but surely changing the brains of people, rewiring them to know that an asshole like me just sitting here with my dogs is more entertaining than those pieces of shit. Matt says, I still try to listen, but it's really hard. Keep me up to date as to what they're doing. Change your motivation. Bob says today Freebear brought up again that his wife is 15 years younger than him. Okay. I can't wait to hear the context of that. So, Greg, you were in high school when she was born. EZ back in the day. Jeremy says, I feel like FBHW has taken a big nosedive in the last couple of months. It's gotten increasingly difficult to listen. Man, I get excited when I hear it. When I hear them, because that means I'm about to lift portions of the show that will make for an outstanding edition of Who Are These Freebeers? Rich points out that the Burn King left the show in the 9 o'clock hour and describes the show as utter chaos right now. Apparently his flight was leaving early. Matt says, back in the day, EZ was the one that I liked the least. Now I am ashamed for listening to those dipshits for so long. Chris adds, Freebear went from what looks like a naturally beautiful wife to the nose. Tyler says, the Burn King can't miss that flight to make $200. Can you believe that the Burn King makes $200 per sports broadcast? Goddamn, that's what I make to do a goddamn Griffins game or a Grand Rapids Gold game. Which, by the way, I approach as a rivalry between the Gold and the Griffins. And for the longest time, they gave me $150, the Gold. And I go, hey, I got to get you up to speed. What do you mean? Well, the Griffins are giving me $200. You got to give me $200 too. They go, all right, no problem. In fact, we're going to give you $201 because we don't want you making more with them than you do with us. And I go, fantastic. Jeremy writes, I do feel bad for Freebear, though. With a nose like that, there's no way she can properly perform a face party without breaking her nose. A real shame. You don't know that. Young Adam Schwab says, does he secretly hate his family that he leaves them every weekend for $200? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why he does the stupid football games. If you think about it, that fuckhead is gone every weekend from mid-August to January doing stupid football games. And then he does the college basketball games every weekend until March. And then he's gone every other weekend to do these stupid live shows that you get no money for until the middle of the summer. I will never forget that. The day that Peter Kosan, that piece of shit, dug his claws and fangs into the show and said, hey, guys, in order for you to do live shows to get more affiliates, it's important that you make no money. What? Fucking horrible. Chris says no one cares that Greg Daniels is on some fucking slack TV channel for some shit college ball game. Well, truth be told, they aren't shitty games. They're great games, but they're on the radio. And they're nobody listens. Okay, if you live in Spokane, Washington, and the Alabama-Auburn game is going on, you're not going to give a shit about some yokel doing that game in Spokane, Washington. Rich says they charge for live show tickets now. That's always been the case. Kenny says he should give up that lame-ass hobby and spend time with his family. Exactly. Makes you wonder about one of the reasons for the divorce of the first one. She was a saint to have to put up with this fucking passive-aggressive ass. Fuck Freebeer. Speaking of, on a show where we're talking about Zach Bryan, not Luke Bryan, not being able to treat a woman okay. Holy shit, this fucking idiot can't even stay in fucking town on the weekends. Thank you to Lori for reaching out to me. Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. She writes, "This seems like a crazy story you could talk about, EZ. It's right near my home. Supposedly, this is the largest indoor marijuana grow east of the Mississippi." She adds, "Show is better and better every week. Keep it up. Signed, Lori." Thank you, Lori. All right, so somewhere around here, there's a guy that's got a farm. It's called 305 Farms. I'm sorry, 305 Farms. God damn it, idiot. And I think he grows for a lot of local people. In Michigan, the only way you can be a... what do you call it? I don't want to say distributor. Dispensary. Either a recreational or medical dispensary is you have to get your pot from within the state, growers within the state. That's the law. You cannot transfer pot to another state. To employees of 305 Farms, their boss is Daryl Howley. Or no, he's known as DJ. So I'm kind of just reading this verbatim because I'm not really sure how this works, but apparently he couldn't pay his employees. So then I guess he gave them pot. Or he sold a bunch of pot and he took the money he made from the pot and gave it to his employees. And I guess that's like a big no-no. Like if he's going to sell pot, he's going to have to sell it to a dispensary. This is an article from the Metro Times in Detroit. When paychecks stopped arriving, leaving workers unable to pay for food, rent, or car loans, Howley made a bold decision as general manager of the corporate farm in Lawrence, Michigan. I don't even know where the fuck that is. Without the company's knowledge, he sold 665 pounds of recently harvested cannabis on October 18th and used the $269,000 in cash to pay his team what they were owed. "I didn't want to do this, but I had to," he said. How can you have a massive farm like that and not have money coming out of your ass? Now this guy is the target of a criminal investigation. And the co-workers fear they might be implicated if they don't return the money. The co-founder and interim chief executive officer, Jan Verluer, temporarily shut down 305 Farms last week and is hoping prosecutors charge anyone involved in the theft. Okay, so basically, Jan there is higher up than Robin Hood guy. Robin Hood is the general manager, and there was a cash flow problem, so he sold a bunch of the product to pay for them, to pay for their paychecks. And then now the people that are above him are like, well, wait a minute now, that's not how we do business here. So now dude is the target of a criminal investigation. We're working very closely with law enforcement to get this dealt with. That would be like if you owned a car dealership and you had like somebody running it, your general manager, and the cars weren't selling. So the general manager went and sold the cars at a much lower price just to make a bunch of money to pay the employees. Yeah, that's not going to work. I don't know if there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, he's doing the right thing. He's paying his employees. No, fuck that shit. Marijuana in the state of Michigan is a goddamn commodity. All right? You don't just go ripping people off. The people that grow that shit work very hard to make sure that it's grown at a fantastically appropriate level, quality, whatnot. Costs money to grow pot. You can't just go and undercut the owners and take the goddamn harvested product and sell it for a much lower price just to pay your employees. Fuck you. That's theft. This is a serious crime. It goes beyond the product. There was money involved as well. Nothing justifies stealing everything on our shelves. This is cut and dry major embezzlement and grand larceny, among other things. Employees say the company told them they would be fired if they didn't return the money from the sale. The company sent out an email to customers, which is dispensaries, saying, hey, more than $600,000 worth of cannabis was stolen. So basically, the GM took $600,000 worth of cannabis, sold it at half the price to whomever, and took the money and gave it to the employees. Yeah, that's not cool. 305 Farms also owes money to vendors, according to the employees. Even when she wasn't getting paid, Tracy Morris kept working at the company because she had bladder cancer and needed health insurance, although it lapsed at times. All right, so obviously 305 Farms, there's a problem. In a state that is incredibly green, I don't know how you can have a cash crop like pot and still be fucking shit up. I mean, I don't like the fact that the employees aren't getting paid, but that still doesn't mean that you steal. I did nothing but try to do what's right for me and the people around me, said Howley, the general manager who stole the shit. Why should we suffer because of poor management skills at 305 Farms? Now, that I believe happens all the time. Poor management leads to issues. In July, 14 employees sued the company for allegedly failing to pay them thousands of dollars in wages. At the time, 305 Farms blamed the situation on a catastrophic harvest failure caused by a faulty HVAC system. So something in the HVAC system caused an issue. Should have called Joe Martinez. Um, 305 Farms says all of those employees have since been paid. Workers describe 305 Farms as a thankless, bizarre, and sometimes frightening place to work. In text messages obtained by the Metro Times, 305 Farms made alarming and threatening statements to employees. In a group text, management told employees they were going to take a shit on everybody's desk. And I'm taking stool softener so it won't be pretty, the text read. In another text about money issues, 305 Farms suggested maybe I'll just bring my AR-15 and my tactical vest and pay a little visit to redacted cannabis processor. Go out in glory mass shooter style. 305 Farms has been hemorrhaging employees over the past year. All right, now I'm starting to feel better about the theft. But you got to be real shitty at managing if you cannot make harvesting marijuana a fantastic business. So you probably can't steal. Probably best just to leave. And then tip off whoever you need to tip off about a bad workplace environment. I don't know if stealing 665 pounds of pot is the answer. You're putting yourself in jeopardy there. But still a fantastic story. I noticed that there was an ad in this story to the Motor City Comic Con going on today through Sunday. Pretty good lineup at that thing. This is the guy right here. I forget his name. He plays Gollum in Lord of the Rings. I don't know who this character is, but I've seen it before. This cat right here, he plays the part of Claw in the Marvel movies, the Avengers movie. What do you call it? Ultron cuts his arm off. This is the character Gollum. And this is the Planet of the Apes, Cornelius, that this guy plays. So this guy plays these two characters. Now, he kind of just gets in a green suit with those fucking balls all on him and just jumps around like he's retarded. But whatever. Everybody thinks that he's awesome. That's Motor City Comic Con today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I find those interesting. I'd like to go to one of those Comic Cons just because the people that go there, Andy Serkis is his name. Thank you. The people that go to those are actually more interesting to look at and interact with than the actual stars that are there. You get some real interesting people at those. Molly is here. She writes, good morning, EZ, and good morning, chat. Chris D is here. He says, dang it, every Friday I always forget. We start an hour early. Chris says, if there's one thing I know, if you need an HVAC guy for your weed farm, hire a Mexican. Had a discussion with my sweet daughter yesterday. She's been kind of freaking out all week since Trump was made president. And I kind of gave her the old, I go, yeah, look, honey, I think we just want to breathe a little bit. Because she's very concerned about life in general. Without trying to dismiss her thoughts, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't think that he's going to get into the Oval Office and immediately roll back every law or everything that's in place concerning gay people and transgender people. In 2016, he did do that to some degree during his entire time in office. But honestly, right now, that's not really on the forefront. He's more concerned with the Mexicans. I know that sounds weird, but that's true. Yeah, that's what is he going to do? It's ridiculous. He's going to deport all the Mexicans. I go, no, he's not. He's going to deport people that aren't documented. I don't want them to be deported, but he's going to. We got to live with that. Her claim was that now every industry in the United States that has undocumented workers working in those industries, that all those buildings are going to collapse and the United States economy is going to tank. And I said, I don't think it's going to be quite that simple. First of all, not every Mexican you see is an undocumented worker. Most are documented. All right? There are a lot of Mexicans that are in the country undocumented. But if you were to ask any Democrat running for president or office or anything, they would tell you that undocumented immigrants should be documented. Trump's actually going to deport those people. I'm not saying I support that because I think we need more Mexicans undocumented in here, in this place. Matt writes, Trump has too many Mexicans to get rid of before the muff munchers. Yeah, I don't want to go ahead and use the term muff muncher when talking about this. It really kind of fucks me up. Molly says his wife needs to go back then as well. I also got in big trouble yesterday because I opened my big fat mouth about something that Madison did not want me to talk about. And that's my fault. And did I get my ass kicked yesterday? So I had to do hat in hand, apology tour. Sorry about that. I didn't think. That happens from time to time in this style show. So my bad. Megan is here. She's part of the 10 a.m. sweep that comes in here. You know, we've been at this for 1 hour and 2 minutes. We start early on Fridays because JC kicks me off the air on Q100 at 9 a.m. So we get started early here. Kenny says, for the life of me, I can't remember what you said. Yeah, well, you know, there are times that I think that there's no one listening. No one. And truth be told, when I'm doing this show live on Twitch, I see three, sometimes four dozen of you and think that it's just us. I forget and lose sight of the fact that I publish the audio podcast and literally it's downloaded thousands of times every day. I had an interaction with Stu McAllister the other day. He was delivering Dippin' Dots. And some guy walks up to him and says, hey, are you Stu? Yeah. Oh, my God. I just heard you the other day on the Eric Zane Show podcast. And I'm like, you did? All right. That is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.